I'd like to invite you to start by sitting up straight in your chair, pressing your feet gently into the floor, and getting a sense of the ground beneath your feet. You can close your eyes or fix them on a point, whatever is most comfortable for you. I want you to take a few deep breaths in and out and really notice the air passing back and forth through your lungs. And I want you to imagine it's your next major birthday, something with a 5 or a 0 in it. Something far enough away that you can make a change if you wanted. And I want you to imagine your birthday party. It can be located anywhere you want. Be in an exotic location in another country, a fancy restaurant, or maybe a family home, wherever you would like. And when they're done, I want you to let that person sit down. And now, I want you to look out at that crowd of faces before you. And thank them for showing up. And if there's anyone in that crowd who you want to say something to, something truly important that you never had the chance to say, take that time to do that now. Now, I want you to say goodbye to everyone that's there. And I want you to turn your attention to everything that you're feeling at this moment. Most people find this exercise to bring up both sad and sweet memories. Happiness and pain. I want you to be aware of these feelings and know that they are giving you important information. They tell you that you are a human being with a heart, that you care, that you have things that matter to you. And it's normal to feel pain when there is a gap between what you have and what you want. And I want you to consider what your feelings are telling you about what truly matters to you. What sort of person you want to be. What you want to stand for. And what, if anything, you're currently neglecting. And I want you to imagine for a moment that there was one thing that you could do to stand up for the sort of person you want to be. One small action you could take. And I want you to notice what emotions come up when you consider taking it. Maybe excitement, maybe fear. Maybe sadness. But I want you to consider for a moment just one action you could take, however small, that would be a movement in the direction that you most deeply value. and see if you could make a commitment to yourself to take that action, even if pain and distress shows up at your door.